My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to create more at-bats. None of us bats 1,000. So if you want a reasonable number of hits, you need more opportunities to get them. Today's tip, like several this week, is inspired by Dory Clark's new book, The Long Game: How to Be a Long-Term Thinker in a Short-Term World. Dory tells a lot of stories from her own career. As she speaks and runs courses and writes books, she needs to be constantly raising her profile. Making a name for yourself requires some big publicity wins. By all accounts, 2019 had that going for Dory. For instance, she was named to the Thinkers 50 list of the top business thinkers in the world. Sounds great for landing clients, right? But as she talked about in the book, she also had several other ideas that year for raising her profile. She wanted to co-author a book with a famous writer. She wanted to launch a column for one of the world's most prominent media outlets. She wanted to speak at a particular high-profile industry conference and land on the Thinkers 50 list. All of these were very specific goals. She thought through exactly how they might come to be and the steps she would have to take. The last one happened. The other three did not. She wrote a proposal with the famous author and then had him decide that he needed to focus on another project instead. She wrote several pieces for the particular publication she tried out for a columnist spot for, and she didn't get it. She applied to speak at the industry conference, and they never even responded. By the time she got named to the Thinkers 50 list, she had gone through a lot of rejection. But so it goes. As Dory puts it, sometimes our bets pay off, and sometimes they don't. We have to make them anyway. Success is about being excellent at what you do. But inevitably, there's a subjective element. The editor thought my writing was strong, but it just wasn't what he was looking for. So, says Dory, you have to be excellent, and you need at-bats. Because in the short term, you may be rejected for a million reasons that have nothing to do with you. In the long term, though, the statistics are on your side. Success comes when you make enough attempts. I have definitely seen this in my own career. I have had a handful of articles go completely viral, which is awesome. But I have also written thousands of articles in my lifetime. Hopefully, at least one or two would get some clicks. Many years ago, when I was trying to land a book contract to write my first time management book, I had the completely serendipitous experience of having a book editor reach out to me after seeing a book review I wrote somewhere else. He asked if I was under contract somewhere, and if not, would I want to talk ideas? I did want to talk ideas. And 168 Hours, my first time management book, was the result. I have told that story many times, and people have said, wow, it must have been quite the book review. I can tell you, it was not. But I was writing articles daily for various places. I didn't know who was going to see my writing, but somebody was going to have to see my writing, just because it was all over the place. So get yourself more at-bats. Keep trying things. Don't pin all your hopes on one at-bat, because, you know, maybe the pitcher is on fire. But when you try lots of things, eventually you are going to get a pitch that hits your sweet spot. You will knock it out of the park. And it will look like that's what you were aiming for all along. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.